We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
There's spiritual power manifest in the physical bodies of individuals in the Old Testament. And we see that God, through Elijah and Elisha, raised the dead by that anointing of God. Now, as you come into the New Testament, well, we're still in the Old Testament. Let's go there to 2 Kings, the 13th chapter. I hope you brought your shouting clothes. 2 Kings, the 13th chapter, verse 20. And Elisha died and was buried, and the band of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. In other words, the army. They saw a battalion coming over the mountain, you know, or the hill. And they cast the man in the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Now, I want you to get this. I mean, this is a funny situation here. They're carrying this fellow to bury him, and they see the battalion coming over the mountain, and they said, we better get rid of this stiff quick. So they just dump him in this cave, you see. He slides down in there, and there's still enough anointing in the bones of that dead prophet till it raised him from the dead. And you know, I can just see these two fellas running, and all of a sudden they look back, and there's another one following. And the faster he runs, the faster they run. The race is on, man. I mean, the guy they carried out there outruns them back to the camp. Now, you think there's not spiritual power in the physical body? There was still enough anointing in that prophet's bones to raise a dead man. Now, it didn't say that he run back to camp with him, but I expect he did. I don't imagine the alive man going to stay around the graveyard long, is he? Supernatural power in the physical body. Now, Smith Wigglesworth, an apostle of faith, over in England, he was visiting and holding a meeting for some individuals there and staying in the home. And he got ready to leave, and he had to catch a train at a certain time of day, and he had got his bags packed, and he was a little bit late getting off. And as he was going out the door, the lady of the house said, oh, Smith said, don't leave yet, don't leave. I want you to pray for my husband that he'll get saved. See, now she was born again, but her husband wasn't. So he being in a hurry to leave, you know, and didn't want to miss his train, he just hollered back at her and said, that's all right, sister, just don't change the sheets on the bed. And she thought, don't change the sheets. Now see, they had given up their bed and had let Smith Wigglesworth sleep in their bed, and they had slept on the couch and a pallet on the floor, see. And he just hollered back and said, just don't change the sheets on the bed. So she thought, well, you know, if the man of God says that, I don't know why, but said, I'll just leave it like it is and see what happens. So they went to bed that night. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, her husband sat straight up in the bed and said, my God, I gotta be saved. Pray for me. Spiritual power transmitted by that. Now, you see, you don't think so much about it till you get over into the New Testament and see that it happened with the Apostle Paul. Now, let's look at some things in the New Testament. Go with me to Luke, the 4th chapter. Let me quote some of these things because it would take us too long to look all of the scriptures up. But you remember in the scriptures in Acts 10:38 where Peter said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Now, there's something about the anointing of Jesus that I think the church has missed. And as we investigated here just a little bit back in the 3rd chapter of Luke, let's notice in verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus, being baptized and praying, the heavens were opened, the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, was supposed, the son of Joseph. Now, we know he wasn't the son of Joseph. He was the son of God. But now, here you see that Jesus was baptized when he was 30 years of age. Now, religious tradition, our religion will tell you that Jesus healed the sick because he was the Son of God, and to prove that he was the Son of God. But the Scripture doesn't teach that. You know, sometimes we jump to certain conclusions. But if you do a study of the Scripture, you'll find the Bible doesn't teach that at all. Jesus was 30 years of age, and he had never done one single miracle. He had not cast out one single devil. He had not done any healing when he was 30 years of age. Now, surely he was as much the Son of God when he's 29 as he was when he's 30. Isn't that true? The Bible said he was the Son of God, but he hadn't healed anybody. Now, Jesus was born of a woman. He had a flesh, blood, and bone body, just like any other man. Other than the fact there was no sin in him, God was his Father. He lived and walked perfect and upright under the old covenant, and he fulfilled it to the letter. No man had ever been able to do that. And because that he did that, it was legal then for God to anoint him with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Now notice in the 18th verse of the 4th chapter, he has gone into the synagogue in his own hometown, and he stood up for to read. Verse 17 says, There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Notice he found the place. He didn't just open it and say, I guess I'll read here. He found a particular subject. Now, what he started with was what God said about him. He stood up and he said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, what I want to point out to you, as Jesus said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to recover the sight to the blind. Now, until he's 30 years of age, he didn't do any of that. No, he did preach the gospel, but he didn't heal any. Actually, this is where he started his ministry. He did teach and debated with the people in the synagogue. But now here he starts his ministry in his own hometown. And he goes on to say, A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and among his own kin. Now ask yourself this question. This will help you understand it. If Jesus was the Son of God and he's healing the sick because he is the Son of God and because he's in his divine Godhead powers as God, then why did God have to anoint him? See, where would you go and get a higher anointing than God? Now, the key to understanding the anointing of Jesus' ministry is that he had the authority of a man. He walked like a man, he talked like a man, he ate like a man, he got tired like a man. Because he was a man. Now don't misunderstand me. Surely he was the Son of God. But he was also a man. He called himself the Son of Man. He was born of flesh and blood. He had a physical body that gave him the authority to operate on the planet Earth. You see, only people that are born on this planet have authority here. Any spirit being that gets into this planet any other way than being born here, there's very little they can do unless they can get in somebody. Now that tells you why God wants to get you filled with the Holy Ghost. God wants to inhabit your body. And that's why the devil and demons want to inhabit people's bodies. Because the devil can do very little unless he can get in somebody. God is very limited in what he can do on this planet Earth unless he can get in somebody. Now, there's coming a time when the earth lease runs out and Satan is bound for 1,000 years, sent his saddle home John. He's done, man. And then God's going to change a lot of things. But until that time comes, God uses men. Now, he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and healing power. And that's why Jesus could, after this point in time of his ministry, he could heal the sick, cast out demons, and raise the dead. Because God anointed him to do it. Now, see, the physical body gave him legal authority as a man. Now, you have to understand that in Genesis 1, God gave the authority of the earth to man. He never did take it back. Adam bowed his knee to Satan, turned it over to Satan. Satan became the god of this world, but Jesus came and got that authority back. And he delivered it back to man. And here Jesus is, walking perfect and upright under the old covenant. Therefore, it was legal for God to anoint him with the Holy Ghost and healing power so he could destroy the works of the devil. Now, it's good news to know that any person that is born on this planet Earth has the legal authority to operate here as a man. And if you're born again, God can anoint you with the Holy Spirit. Just as he did in Jesus' ministry. But now the common mistake that most people make is to say that Jesus healed the sick because he was the Son of God. See, the Bible doesn't bear that out. He healed the sick because God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and healing power. If you want to know why he didn't heal the sick for the first 30 years that he lived on the planet Earth, it was because he couldn't.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Before I leave the broadcast, let me remind you that all of this week we have a CD offer number 7118. It's entitled Spiritual Power in the Physical Body, a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. Did you know that there is spiritual power in the physical body? It's the anointing of God that comes upon men to do the work of God. When Jesus anointed and sent out the 12 and the 70, he said, heal the sick, cast out demons. He gave them power to do it. Now, the anointing of God was upon them. And that anointing abides in the individual. Now, the individual does not decide where that anointing goes or what it does necessarily. But it's the faith of the individuals they minister to that receives that anointing. So there's spiritual power in the physical body. Now, that is the reason for the laying on of hands. When Jesus was here on earth, he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Peter said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So the anointing was upon Jesus, and when people touched him in faith, that anointing would flow out of him and bring a physical healing into their body. The woman with the issue of blood. In Mark 5, she slipped up behind Jesus. He didn't even know she was there. She said, when I touch his clothes, I'll be restored to health. It was her faith in the anointing of God that drew that anointing out of him. And he turned about and said, somebody touch me. He felt power flow out of him. That's CD offer number 7118, Spiritual Power in the Physical Body. A single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.